In the police scanner recordings, you can hear the sickened officer essentially checking out.
Hey, I'm going to be 10-6 for a minute.
But documents obtained by KSL show even the early tests never found any chemicals in the officer's bloodstream. Robert Sykes is the attorney for the family of Tanis Ukenna, and he says a lot of damage was done to his client just from being arrested, and he feels the arrest was never justified.
They don't find anything at all. They search his car. They find nothing.
Documents show two ion scans tested positively for meth and marijuana, but lab tests on the drink didn't support the initial screenings.
The criminal attorney that handled this for them on the criminal aspect says that these tests are notoriously inaccurate.
Sykes says they're going to start negotiating a settlement next week, but he plans to take it to trial if mediation doesn't work.
There were four officers that investigated this. All of them are seasoned officers.
Meanwhile, Layton City Attorney Gary Crane says the officer got so violently ill that his heart rate went sky high and that he nearly passed out when he arrived at the station. Plus, the results from the initial scans made them arrest Ukenna.
We feel very confident that the information they had at the time was more than enough probable cause take the action that they took.
As for what really caused the officer to get sick, Crane says they still don't know. But the officer has gone through a barrage of physical exams and is back on the job. Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.